Hey, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of the pod. Got my boy Country here, Soul, and Vicky XO. Let's get it.
Live from all over the country. It's DePod. Coming at you right now.
Hey, yo. We are back. Shout out to everybody that's been tuning into the pod. We really appreciate your support. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? How's everybody feeling today?
I'm feeling great.
Are you, Vicky? Because you was getting a little spicy off camera, man. So,
hey, don't tell them about what happens off camera, okay? What's off camera stays off camera. Thank you.
Hey, Vicky, how was Rolling Loud this weekend?
Oh my God. Rolling Loud was actually really crazy. I don't know if I will do it again. It's a lot of people for me. I was kind of pissed off at Kanye because he didn't even perform. He just kind of played his album. I was like waiting for him to perform, say anything. He said nothing.
Literally, he didn't even have a microphone.
Hold up, man. So you saying this dude hit the stage and didn't say nothing? Man.
He didn't say anything.
Only Kanye, bro.
He didn't do any songs? No songs at all?
It was more like a listening party for songs that were already out. So he would just walk around stage pretending like he was performing. No mic, no nothing.
And then at the end of his like listening party for Vultures, he started playing the hits. So people started getting excited, right? But there was smoke on the stage and nobody was on the stage. It was just smoke and the songs playing. And he wasn't even up there. So everybody started leaving.
What was the wildest thing you've seen there?
People were literally sleeping, like laying down on the ground. Like Post Malone was going to perform in maybe like 40 minutes. And me and my girlfriend were just walking around. And there were people just like, I don't know if they were fucked up or if they were taking a nap or I don't know. They must have been fucked up because they were just sleeping on the ground. There was no pillow, nothing, just laying on the concrete. It was interesting.
Definitely fucked up.
Yeah.
100%.
They probably hit that mark, but yeah.
Yo, I went to a festival one time, and the dude was like, it was like for like 30 Seconds to Mars. It was like a huge festival, and they were about to come out, and there was a dude in a wheelchair, and there was this crazy dude like being like, "Who's going up? You going up?" And he pointed to the guy in the wheelchair. He's like, "You going up?" And he's like, "No." He's like, "Yeah, this motherfucker's going up." Did you see any crazy shit like that?
No, I did see a video of a trans girl like getting beat up and fighting in the middle of the crowd, I think during Kanye's set. So yeah, I heard about that, but I didn't see it personally.
Was she fighting men or women?
Men.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, how'd she do?
He's not trying to say that.
She was bleeding.
Did she hold her own?
She was bleeding, but she was fighting. Yeah.
Hey, there you go. That's all that matters, man.
Yeah. So.
All right. Speaking of music, just announced today, Beyonce's dropping a country album, right?
Oh.
You're not a Beyonce fan?
Oh, I love Beyonce. I just don't really love country.
Guarantee you it goes to the top.
Guarantee. Yeah, because Beyonce, of course it's going to go to the top. Come on.
I guarantee you she's going to have a feature with Taylor Swift.
There it is. I was going to say it. Yes.
I've actually heard a couple of her country songs that she released. She just sounds like regular Beyonce on it. Like, if they don't sound like Jack on a country song, I'm not trying to hear it. You got to have that Jack accent, you know, that country accent for me to really get into a country song. She just sounds like R&B Beyonce on, like, a guitar sample. Not for me.
She is from Texas, though, dude. So she's got to have some kind of twang to her voice, right?
Yeah, no, it didn't sound bad, to be honest. Like, none of it that I heard sounded bad. It's just not what you... It's not what Beyonce fans are going to expect, you know, and what they appreciate from her. It's like when Andre 3000 did the Flute album, was not trying to hear that.
You can't compare. Look, dude, if I tell you right now, if Andre 3000 would have had Taylor Swift on that album, he would have had a number one hit, dude. I guarantee the Swifties would have pushed that thing to the moon, bro.
I agree.
I kind of hate the fact that the Beehive and the Swifties are coming together. I like them when it's divided and they all like come at each other, man.
You like the drama.
I do. I really do.
Maybe it's still going to happen, man. Maybe something goes down. You know, never know. Maybe Kanye West steps in there.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I just learned a fun fact about Cisco. The thong song.
Hey.
Did y'all know that is the same verse and chorus repeated for 4 minutes?
No. Wait Shut a up. Minute. Hold on. I got to go back and listen.
Yeah, man. I got There's nah, no way there's I listened no to way. That shit for 4 minutes straight, bro. Bro,
it's the same verse and the same hook three times no. over three and
different
again.
Times.
So, ain't no way.
Yeah, you got to play that one. How do we never notice that?
Ooh, that dress so scandalous.
And then he does it again?
It's the same verse and everything?
Same verse. Same God.
Hook. That's the... Hey. Damn, dude. That's easy money right there.
He told y'all he was going to sing it again. That's damn sure what he did. Yo.
Can we sing it again?
That's crazy.
I don't care. You know what?
It's a good song.
I love it anyway.
It's a good song.
Shout out to Cisco. Yo, B,
is that a wedding song? Do like people play that in weddings?
Nah, they don't play that at a wedding.
For real?
Nah.
You would think that's like a wedding song, bro.
No, they only do that in the country, honey.
I feel like Cisco finessed us all with that one.
He did.
I feel finessed. Yeah,
he's,
man.
He's a pervert. Us. He was definitely begging to see somebody's thong for 4 minutes.
4 minutes weirdo. Straight. I always question who was wearing the thong, though. You know, Cisco, like, not trying to get canceled, but... Who was wearing the thong?
Pretty
Cisco?
Sure everybody knew who was wearing the thong.
Yeah, I think we do. Jack, what you sipping on?
A little bit of Crown and Coke Zero, man, because I'm watching my figure.
You know, I got that low carb.
Oh, this guy.
Michelob Ultra, you know? Gotta watch my sugar.
I drank a bunch of those like 2 nights ago, and then some chick was like, I want to read your tarot reading. It almost did it, but I was
Why
like,
didn't
nah.
You?
Yeah,
you
I'm not ready for it yet. I'm not ready for it yet.
What do you think she's going to do? Is going to change your life?
Pull the death card?
Oh, my God.
While I'm drunk?
The death card doesn't mean you're going to die. It just means something around you might end and start anew. You know?
Oh, so you're that person? You're a tarot,
I'm not that person.
You're a tarot person?
I'm not.
Are you a
no.
palm reader, too? Read my palm.
Let me see it. You got to show me your palm, baby. You're going to die in 7 days.
Oh. See? That's why I didn't want to do that shit when I was drunk.
No, I like tarot cards. I have some and I've, you know, use them sometimes, but I don't like when people put like their entire lives into tarot cards and shit like that. So it's just fun, you know, just use it for fun and see what comes up. It's nothing bad. It's not gonna be like your life is over.
No, I mean, full disclosure, I'm gonna do it after the show, man. My girl Mel, like, she likes candles and everything. She's like, I gotta feel your energy.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, man, come over there. Hopefully get some good news. Yeah.
Leave happy, right?
Shut the fuck up.
Mel is a certified ass eater, by the way.
Yeah. We're going to get her on the show. We got to get her on the show with Vicky, man.
Oh, my.
Vicky, are you an ass eater? Do you do that?
I plead the fifth.
Yo!
Every chick does it, man. Every chick does
Listen,
it.
Listen. Hold on.
Is
hold
that
on.
An obligation for every chick, man? No, you got to eat ass? Because, God, that would suck.
Mm-mm, no. You don't eat everybody's ass, okay? You don't eat everybody's ass, okay? But, you know, sometimes you're with somebody for a long time and, you know.
Men are letting you do this to them.
Yeah.
What's the most common way they do it? Feet in the air, like a newborn baby, or face down, ass up?
I'm not sure. I've only ever done it twice, like with two different people.
What way was it?
One of them was legs up in the air.
Newborn baby.
You can't do the newborn. No.
I never heard a man squeal like that in my entire life. Okay.
So, oh, my God.
You should just be a little more open, country. You should just be a little more open.
Hey, listen. I'm going to just say, don't knock it till you get it done. But on to the next segment. On to the next segment.
How the fuck can you just go on to the next segment after he says something?
On to the next segment. Jack and Vicky, they did Cav Roulette this week. Check it out.
Hey, are you on the podcast?
No.
No, we on the podcast. Don't lie to them.
How do you feel about one night stands?
They're dope.
They're dope?
Yeah.
Would you have one with me?
That wasn't in the script.
I mean, shit, fuck it, yeah.
Would you cheat on your girl with me?
How old are you? You look like you could be my dear.
Can I see your dick?
No, stop doing that.
Would you have a one night stand with me?
I try a white woman.
I'll try it. Oh, you never had a white girl before. Oh.
But y'all play Monopoly Go?
No, the fuck? Monopoly Go. Like 12?
Anyways, ignore her. Bro, do you play Monopoly Go?
Nah, bro.
Yo, am I on a podcast? Maybe.
Yes, sir, man.
What do you think a one night stand with me would be like?
I do like older women, though.
Wait, how do you know I'm older?
Well, I'm not fucking blind.
Yo!
I'm gonna go, yeet myself off of a bridge now. Thank you.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
You would break up with your girl for me?
Yeah, yeah, sure. 100%. Fuck yeah.
Sugar mommy.
The fuck would I be locked in for?
So 18. Why you got a girlfriend for?
Cause fuck yeah, I'm bored.
Wow.
Just slang your hammer around. Who fucking cares, bro? Like, do the damn thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Just wear a condom, please. Wear
a condom. No, I raw dog. Fuck no. I ain't never put a condom on.
Oh no! Oh, please be careful. Oh no.
Nah, no, I'll never get burned. On God. I've got God on my side.
How do you know, bro?
You fuck raw, but you're never gonna get burned. You crazy.
I pray beforehand.
All the way live from Argentina, man. What's your name, bro?
My name is Sancho.
Do you wrap up when you have sex?
Sometimes.
Oh, see, oh, man. God.
Put your dick off right now.
No.
Oh, fuck no, these hoes.
There's not going to be no showing your dick.
I never said I was going to show my dick, homie. I ain't never said
no it. Hammers, man.
What is he talking about?
She's been homie? Asking everybody to see their hammer, man. I told her to stop that shit, bro.
I ain't going to lie. I fuck on her. She crude as hell, huh? For
crude?
Real?
I'm crude?
She is. Yeah, you sexier than a bitch. We got to bring her to the hood.
Okay, I need to go to the hood, apparently.
What's that, Memphis?
I've been to the hood, just not that hood.
Nah, yeah, he was from Cincinnati, but he was in Memphis at the time. Man, that dude, the way he talked was cool as shit, dude, man.
I know. He called me crew. I like
he
it.
He is like, I ain't that damn disrespectful, homie. I was like, man, I'm talking to little Troy over here, man. Shit's crazy.
All right. How soon is too soon to drop the L word? Country, I'm going to start with you.
See, I got a theory about this. And I think dudes drop the L word as fast as they can to love bomb chicks. And if chicks, and I honestly think if chicks fall for it, I pretty much take them off my board, man. I don't rock with that shit, man.
I would say my opinion on it is it depends if you know the woman prior to that relationship. So if you have a friendship with her and you guys have developed some kind of relationship over the years, I feel like it's a little easier to use that word when you're starting a relationship with her, so to speak. So it all depends. Like if you've known her before, it may come a little bit quicker because you know her as a person. Or if you don't, I think then it should take a little bit more time because you actually have to get to know the person.
I have my own theory. I have this theory about like levels of love and how you can love people. I tell people I love them all the time because I feel like people don't say it enough. And I think more people should know that they're loved. And even if it's on just like a friend basis, as long as, I mean, sometimes those lines get blurred because people hear you say like, I love you. And I think if you do it in the right way with people, especially like, you're my friend, love you type shit. But as far as in a relationship, as I've gotten older, I've realized that, like Country said, people do use love bombing and shit like that as a tactic for certain things. So I'm not really sure anymore in a relationship. Seriously, a serious relationship. I don't know. It might have to be some time for me. I think too soon is definitely like a month or two, maybe three even as far as a serious relationship. But I don't know. I think putting a time on how you feel is also really weird. So.
Mm. I think if you say you love somebody with only knowing them for inside of 2 months, I think it's pretty much just infatuation. I think sometimes feelings mess with your head. And like I said, I don't think you know the person that quickly. Now, like, so raised a pretty good argument. If it's, you know, a friendship that has turned into a relationship, I'm pretty sure there's always been like a form of love there. You know, maybe not in love, but like something gravitating towards that. But just like meeting somebody, when people would just meet somebody and then they're like thrust themselves into a relationship within like a month. And then after that, they're saying, I love you. I look at those people like they're fucking crazy. I mean, I get it, man. You want to be happy and you want to feel something. But at the end of the day, I also want to be real with myself. And I know I can't love somebody that quickly. I can tell somebody I love them all I want. But for me to mean it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to mean something when I say it. So I'm just not just going to throw it around.
What's it take for you to mean it?
You got to feel it.
Okay, so how long does it take for you to feel it? Like, you say 3 months is how long for you to feel it? Like, how do you know?
I think the fastest I've told somebody I loved them is like 6 months, honestly.
I feel like if they check all the boxes, then that would kind of expedite.
It's so easy for people to fake who they are inside of 3 months, man. It's so, especially if y'all ain't living around each other. Let's say it's a long-term relationship. That person can be fake as fuck and just put on a front for you whenever they're around. You know what I'm saying? That's easy as hell to do.
Country, who hurt you, baby? Who hurt you?
Oh, this person. Here we go.
Put them on the hot seat, Vicky.
Yeah.
Who hurt you?
I've been hurt. You've been hurt.
I don't think it's a bad thing, the fact that you want to mean something like that before you say it. I don't think it's a bad thing at all, as you should. But I think you're missing the part of what B-Rock said. Like, what if somebody does fit all those things for you, and then you just kind of let it maybe you're gonna have the wall up.
If they do check the boxes, though, I don't necessarily feel like that should mean you're in love with them or you love them immediately. I feel like it's really a gradual growth thing, because Jack's right, though. A lot of people can hide who they are
mm-hmm.
for a long period of time. 3 months is nothing. You can find
out. Yes.
How many times we've been in relationships, right, where you think everything is all good, everything is perfect for the first couple months, and the next thing you mm-hmm. know, that person that you thought you knew is not that person. It happens. So being cautious and moving carefully, I feel like, is important. I do agree with B, though. If they do check the boxes, I mean, there's some kind of love there, but like I said, difference between being in love and loving somebody. So
it's levels, baby. It's levels to this shit.
Levels to it.
Here's the top 10 most popular cosmetic surgeries.
Ooh.
We'll just give you 11 for the fuck of it. Eyelid surgery.
What the fuck?
I low-key want that. One of my eyelids is like, it has more folds than the other one, so it makes it hard for me to do makeup sometimes. Like you don't understand because you're a man. But anyway, yeah, I would get one of my eyelids fucking done. People do it for like hooded eyes, right? You don't know, B. You just reading them.
I'm just reading this shit, man. Damn. Coming in at number 10, BBL.
Hold what? On. That's number 10?
First and foremost, and I'm going to keep it 1,000% real. I never heard a guy say, damn, I love the BBL on that girl.
Yeah.
Like, we like homegrown buns. Just know that.
Yeah.
Homegrown buns.
Yeah, cornbread.
Coming in at number 9, breast reduction.
That's a slap in God's face. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
No, it is not.
It's a violation.
Yeah, it is. All these women be like, all these women be like back problems, but I heard it gives you like terrible scars. So wouldn't you rather just have, I don't know, I'd probably just have the back problems other than the terrible scars. Just saying.
You could have terrible scars giving birth to your damn child. What the hell you mean?
Just saying, man.
Oh, whatever.
Unpopular
man.
Opinion.
Yeah,
Jack, you're losing Vicky by the second, bro.
Yeah, sorry, babe.
It was
we
bound
have
to
break
happen.
Up.
The honeymoon's over, fellas.
Yeah, you definitely ain't getting that ass eight. Coming in at number 8, lip fillers.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I'm cool with it, long as you don't have them Mr. Potato Head lips. You know what I mean? Like, they can't look like that. If they're decent size, cool. Mr. Potato Head, nah.
Coming in at number 7, facelift.
Why'd you laugh at that?
I just thought of something, but I'm not gonna say it.
What did you think of?
Say it.
What did you think of?
But the facelift, man, like, that's the same thing. It's one of those things where you gotta keep getting it done, man. If not, you look crazy. Like, look at these celebrities out here, man. They look fucking crazy when they get this plastic surgery shit done, man.
Are those the people that got like the stretch face? It looks like,
yeah,
kinda, like they got their face pulled, right? Yeah, no, we can't be doing that.
Looks like they walked into a wind fan, bro.
Number 6, tummy tuck.
See, I said tummy tuck was going to be number 5, man. So almost there.
Coming in at number 5, breast augmentation.
Let's go.
I would have said that would have been number 1.
Coming in at number 4, hair transplant.
Yep. A lot of people are doing that now. I think nose is going to be number 1.
What are you talking about? Hair plugs?
Kind of. Yeah. Like, they take hair from other places. Yo, you laughing right now, country. Wait till you fucking lose your hair, bro.
Yo,
you'll be
never
going to Turkey.
Lose my hair, man. My hair is good. Do you see these locks? Are you serious? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk around this bitch like Hulk Hogan.
Like Hulk Hogan is crazy.
Coming in at number 3, and I know the medical people going to kill me for this because I can't pronounce it. Rhinoplasty?
Rhinoplasty.
Rhinoplasty.
What is that, Vicky?
It's a nose job.
Ooh, a nose job over a boob job? Really? That makes no sense.
I thought
to
that
me.
Was going
to
be number one.
What's I think this one? List is flawed.
Here we go. Coming in at number two, liposuction.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big one. That's been around forever, too. And yeah, people have been doing that for years.
So what's number one, B?
Drum roll.
Coming in at number one, Botox.
I'm going to go off and say that the boob job should have been higher, maybe a number three behind liposuction and Botox. I could see more people getting Botox, though. 100%.
Or maybe women are just like accepting their bodies now and not getting boob jobs anymore.
That definitely ain't it.
I don't think that's it at all.
Yeah, women are changing their bodies more than they ever have.
And gets it.
All right, make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at the podcast. That's DAPODCAV. Also, make sure to like and subscribe to the YouTube and click them notifications so you know when we're dropping new content. Also, listen to us anywhere right now. You listen to any of your podcast streams. Back to you, B.
Vicky, thank you for joining us today. Hopefully we can do this again soon. Go ahead, plug your links, plug yourself. Whatever you
want. Okay, I will plug myself. Thank you.
Is this going to be a video?
Maybe. Hi, my name is Vicky XO. I am a live streamer on kick.com. I also make music, and I'll see you somewhere on the internet. Follow me. Vicky XO everywhere. Thanks.
Hey, and we out of here.